Okay, today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Lamed Hey, and today's shiur is sponsored again, L'Refua Shalema, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, L'Refua Shalema. Okay, we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom as we continue here in Perek Shavuos Ha'Edus, two more daf, talking about the Shavuos Ha'Edus topic, though we've already spoken about Shavuos HaPikadon, but that'll be the next Perek that Be'ez Hashem we will get into. So we're talking about the Brisa that quoted various different sources. How do we know that Shavuos Ha'Edus is limited to financial matters and a hefsed mamon potential that I could have gotten in money and I denied it? And we're talking about the fourth suggestion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said it's based on a mamatzinu, right? Just like there's a chiyav by Shavuos Ha'Edus, so there's a shvias a chiyav by Shavuos HaPikadon. Just like by Shavuos HaPikadon, it's obviously about something of mine that you have. That's about tefias mamon. So too, Shavuos Ha'Edus is about Tvias Mamon. And not only is it a Mamatzinu, it's a Kavach Omer. Right? If Shavuos HaPikadon, I'm rephrasing the Brisa that we had back on Daf Lama Gimel, based Lama Dal, Lama Aleph. If by Shavuos HaPikadon, which is so expansive, it applies to men, women, Krovim, Psulim, everybody, yet it's limited, so surely Shavuos Ha'Edus, which is limited in nature, so surely it should be limited to financial matters. The Gemara say, wait a minute, Mala Pikadon, how could you make that Mamatzinu and then Kavach Omer? Pikadon is different. We do not have mushba kenishba and mezik kishogeg, right? We don't put all of those types together. It's more limited to our be'edus, where we make mushba kenishba and mezik kishogeg. So that's why we had to come down to the gzeira shav in the end. The Gemara, though, quoted that there was something wrong with all of that brisa. There was something that was mocked and scoffed in Ma'arava. Machol ebe Ma'arava. And we're trying to figure out what exactly was the chucha. What was the problem with that whole, the logic of all, any of those steps? And we're trying to figure out which step was the chucha. So we went into the mushba v'nishba. We went into mezik ishogi. Right? So now we are a couple of lines up. We mentioned maybe the chucha was that how can he make chilukim between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Ha'Edus? It is a gzeira shava. If there's a Gzeira Shava, there shouldn't be any Chilukim. So the Gemara said, oh, maybe there were Chilukim only before he learned the Gzeira Shava. That's when he had the problems. But after he learned the Gzeira Shava, so then they were all comparable. That's what we're up to. That was the last statement we just made, about seven lines up from the bottom. Dilma ki parich mikami to take him like Gzeira Shava. Maybe when the question was asked of the Chilukim between Shavuos Ha'Edus and Shavuos HaPikadon, that's only before he said the Gzeira Shava. But Basar to come like Gzeira Shava, lo parich. But after we have the Gzeira Shava, then you're right, there wouldn't be any Chilukim. Says the Gemara now, is that really true? Below Solomaskani, he doesn't hold of any chilukim, but via Amar Lahu Rava Bar Isi L'Rabbanan Mantana Shavuos HaPikadon Lo Nitan Zdona L'Kapar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says L'Maskana that Shavuos HaPikadon is only it's Zadon, it's Mezid, is not Nitan L'Kapara. Right, and therefore it's only Shogi. So you see, L'Maskana Yodz of a Chilik Shavuos Ha'Edus is even Mezid. Right, there's no vanilla there, and Shavuos HaPikadon Rabbi Shimon holds it's not Nitan L'Kapara. So you see, there's a Chilik even post Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara, Dilma Mezid Kishogig Parich to Gomer Lami Meila to Hanach Nefishin. No, that in that one detail, there are some details that we compare, some details that we don't compare. But why wouldn't we compare them? Not because we don't believe in Gzeira Shava, Shavuos Ha'Edus, Shavuos HaPikadon, but there's another Gzeira Shava. Meaning in some ways, Shavuos HaPikadon is like Me'ila, and in some ways, it's like Shavuos Ha'Edus. So the Mezid Shogig connection, that is overridden by Me'ila. As we said yesterday, the Hanach Nefishin, those have more in common. Aval Mushba Kenishba Lo Parach, but we don't ask the Mushba Kenishba line. So we do hold of Gzeira Shava, even though there are chilukim, because there's an overriding limud. Right? This relates to the topic I think we discussed a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned the Achronim discussed. Do you ever have a Gzeira Shava Lamechsa or a Hekish Lamechsa? And even though sometimes the Gemara says, ain't Hekish Lamechsa or ain't Gzeira Shava, there are many, many exceptions to the rule where sometimes we go only part of the way. Similar to what we discussed also earlier in the Masechta, don mino mina, don mino avoki ba'asra. When you have a Malamid and a Nilmad, how much do you have to say that it's exactly the same? You bring the halachas over and it's exactly the same. Or do you say, no, you bring the halachas over, but the specific context has its own unique character as well. Don mina of oki ba'asra, right? Leave it in its place, and there are still some differences, and that's come up often. Last suggestion. V'te'adar edus v'tigmar lami pikadon. So once you say that you learn mezik kishogeg, you learn that pikadon from me'ila, So now, why don't you go the next step and learn Eidus for Pikadon regarding that halacha? Mezid delav kishogeg. Ma Pikadon shogeg in mezid lo. Just like by Shuas HaPikadon, it's only chai of the carbon if it's shogeg. Let's say he forgot he has the item, but not mezid. In that context, you learn that from Me'ila. So af Eidus shogeg in mezid lo. Ki hechid delav Pikadon in Me'ila. Right? Why don't you go the next step? You learn Me'ila to Pikadon and then learn Pikadon to Eidus and say even by Shuas HaEidus. The one would only be chayef by shogeg and not by mezid. Why don't we go that far? So one answer maybe the Gemara could have said is this considered kachim? We know in kachim, ein lameid davar min halameid. So would this be called kachim or would this be called shuas eidus? Right? This is a meseches seder nezikin. If you don't know, you put this in nezikin, not in kachim. Shvuas. Because it could be shvuas is inherently the category of shvuas nezikin, and then you're right, it has a byproduct of a carbon. But the Gemara does not answer that. The Gemara answers a different answer. No, it dafka put edus with the other ole v'yoreds, as the beginning of the Masechta suggested, and based on parshas Vayikra, to bekula ne'amar b'hen v'ne'alam, b'kan lo ne'amar b'hen v'ne'alam, l'chayev ala mezik ishokeg. We're supposed to shishvua sa'edus with the background of bitui and tumas miklash v'kadashav. Both of those have a shogeg element, which we discussed at length in the first couple of prakim, v'ne'alam, what was the v'ne'alam at tumas miklash v'kadashav, and we spoke when was the no yediyah, at the beginning, or Rabbi Sof, or in the middle. So we have the vinyan lamas by the first two of Olav Yoreds. We don't have it by the last one. Obviously, it's to teach us that vinyan lamas, which means shogeg, only applies by the two and not by the one. So that juxtaposition overrides any type of limud that we would say from Pikadon to Eidus. Again, there's a lot of times we have different drushes that are possible, and we have a mesorah that we have to figure out which one overrides which. So here we learn Mi'ila to Pikadon, we learn some halachas between Pikadon and Eidus, but not this halacha of Mezid and Shogeg. Good. So now we get into the next Mishnah relating to Shuas HaEidus. Says the Mishnah, Mashbiya ani aleichem im lo tovo v'tiduni. Sha'amar ishploni litein li matayim zuz. I mashbiya you, a man says to two witnesses, that you have to come and say and testify that so-and-so said he was going to give me 200 zuz. Velonasan. And he didn't give. Hare elu paturin. So if somebody says, I am going to give him, so then that, and they refuse, right? They swear and they refuse. So that is not shuas ha'edus. Why? She'ein chayavin ela al tfiyas mamon ki pikadon. Because they are only chayav if there is a real tfiyas mamon like pikadon. He has something of mine. And I was not able to collect it because of the fact that they denied and they withheld money from me. But here in this case, it wouldn't be considered that because he wasn't really chayav yet. He said, yeah, I'm going to give you. And if he would have denied that, if he would have come the next day and said, ah, I'm not giving you, would he be chayav? He's not chayav. He didn't admit that he owes him money, right? He just said, I will give you tomorrow. Right, if he admitted that he owes him, then we have Odos Bal Din Kibay Edom Dami. That would be a chiyuv created as long as there's a finite amount. But if he just says, I'll give you tomorrow, so he lied. So he lied, he could change his mind, so he would be a liar, he would be a shakron, maybe he would, if he swore about it, so then he'd have to, it's a shvuah sheker, but there is no chiyuv mamon in that case, and therefore it wouldn't be shvuah se'edus. Right, Rashi says on top, she'ilu he'iduhu hayu mechayiv and oso mamon. The only case is where if they would have testified, they would have been mechayiv and mamon. Aval ze'im he'iduhu lo hayu mechuyav, she'yachal lomar chozrani bi. I was going to give you money, but I decided not to. And therefore, that is not called a shuas eidus. Right? Hodas baldin, we know, would have been good enough as long as he would have specified an amount. Right? We've quoted the Rambam in the past that if he says no amount, then there's no chiyuv. You at least have to be mechayiv yourself with a davar shel kitzva. If I say, I obligate myself to pay you whatever you want me to pay you, so that doesn't work. I obligate myself to pay you $1 million, so then that would work. So it depends. It has to be a davar sheish lo kitzva, and that's the Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisro uses that Rambam to explain beautifully the Nasa v'Nishma. Right? That's the Beis Halevi. How is it possible that we obligated ourselves in Nasa v'Nishma, assuming that we had to be subject to the laws of the Torah? That's an assumption. But assuming that, so how did Bnei Yisrael obligate themselves in Hodas Baldin? Nasa v'Nishma, we'll take the Torah. We obligate ourselves. What do you mean? Nasavidish of the Raman Paskins by a davar she'ein lo kitzva, you can't obligate yourself. I obligate myself to do whatever you say. That doesn't work. There's no obligation. So how did Nasa Vinishma work? Says the Beis HaLevi, another Rambam. The Rambam tells us that I can obligate myself to be your Eved. Right? I can't say I'll do whatever you want, but I could say I hereby accept being your Eved. Once I accept being the Eved, step one, then step two, Memela, once I'm the Eved, once I've created that relationship, so then I have to do whatever you tell me to do. That works. And that's what happens by Nasa Vinishma. Nasa Vinishma wasn't directly, we'll do whatever you say. It was, we accept to be Avdei Hashem. Once we accepted to be Avdei Hashem, the Memela, we were obligated to do everything after that. Nasa Vinishma. That was Nasa Vinishma. That's why if you look at the Unkelus on Nasa Vinishma, Nishma doesn't mean we'll hear, but Nikabel, we'll accept. Sometimes Shmia means not listen or hear, but accept. Also by the brothers. When the brother says to Yehuda, after Yehuda says, don't kill Yosef, let's throw him in the pit, Vayishma'u Echav. Right, and the Unkelus says there, Vikabilu. They accepted his words, and Rashi there quotes Unkelus, and says, just like Nasa Vinishma. Right, Nasa Vinishma, right? It's an acceptance of being Avdei Hashem, not just an obligation per se of doing things. Right, so, if it was a real Hodas Baldin, but this is not Hodas Baldin. This is about a future, event, and therefore, it is not a real Chiyuv in that out, obligate himself to give to an Ani. What if he said tomorrow so-and-so money? Even that wouldn't be good enough. The afilu hu ani, says the Tosfos Yontif, eino chayev lo ela mitam neder, v'nimsa she'ein olav chiyev mamon b'shumsad, she'ein bezin yordan l'nechasav. Even if he made a promise, Bezin will not force him, will just violate his promise. That's not a real chovas mamon. Im eino rotza l'kayim nidro, ela she'menadin oso, o makin oso she'yekayim mosib isfasav, nireli. So the Tosfos Yontif says that even if he promises to give it to an ani, so that would also not be called a din mamon, that would just be a din neder. And therefore that wouldn't be enough to be called shvuas ha'edus with a kfiras mamon. Good, that's case one of the Mishnah. Case two of the Mishnah. Mashbi ani aleichem kishetedu li edus shetavo v'tiduni. I swear to you that when you know testimony for me, you'll come and testify. So, again, it's an unusual case. It's not like, swear to me that you don't know testimony. Next week, you're going to be my edim. So swear to me now that when you know the testimony, you will testify for me. That also doesn't work. Hare elu peturin. That's also not a chiyuv. If he denies it and then it comes out that he was lying. Mepnei shekadma shvua le'edus. There the shvua came before the testimony. The content of what he's supposed to be made about, and that doesn't work. It has to be dafka where the edus came before the shvua. Case number three. Amar bebeis haknesses v'amar. Somebody stands up in shul and says to everybody in the shul, Mashbia ani aleichem she'imatem yodin li edus shetavo v'tiduni. He stands up after davening and says, Rav Osai, I'm being mashbia all of you, that if anybody here knows testimony on my behalf in financial matters, they swear to me that you don't know, and if you do, you have to come, and then they swear, and then they deny it. Hare elu peturin, that doesn't work, because that's not called a tvia. You have to have a personal tvia, as we said, for shvuas ha'edus, a toveya and a nitva, right, that we had yesterday. One of the elements that connect edus and pikadon is tvia and taina and nitva. So here, that's not called a tfiyah. It's too general. It's too general, and therefore it's not going to work. What about this case? Amar l'shaim, he goes over to two people in shul. Mashbi ani aleichem ish ploni uploni. Shematem yodim li edus shetavo v'tiduni. Right, so in that case, he specified. Shvu ashinana yodim l'cha edus, and they swear, v'hein yodim lo edus, aid me pi aid, o shahaya echem mehem karav apostle. But if it was specific, there was a tfiyah, but the problem is, their testimony wasn't regular testimony that they knew. They knew edus aid me p'aid, right? They hearsay. They heard from someone who saw. Or one of them was a karev apostle, meaning even if they would have come and testified, it wouldn't have been accepted. So in those cases also, hare elu p'turin. There's no chiyuv shvuas edus there because it wouldn't have worked. Wouldn't have been able to get the toveya what he wanted in that case, right? Because it would have been Karov o Apostle. Tosfos says, Top Tosfos, Oshi Echem and Karov Apostle, Afal Gav the Kfar Shamanu, Deinu Eges Elaburin Lahayid. What's the Chiddush of this line? We already learned earlier, back at the Flamid, the beginning of the Parak, you need Ro'i Lahayid. You can't be a Karov. Right? So what's the Chiddush here? That if one of them is a Karov, it's not going to lead. So we just said that 5 lot ago. Says Tosfos, It's Trich Lemisti Hach, it's still a Chiddush. Da filu im yeshlosha edim vashnayim ksherim pturim. What if there are 3 witnesses that he's being mashbiyah. And two of them are kosher. And one of them is a karav apostle, the group, still peturin. De'ed l'shabala miksasa ba'la kula. Right? Because not only is that the chiddush of you need a kasher lahayid, but to tell me the chiddush of elish shabala mitzvah shabala kula, right? That if you have two other good witnesses, but if one of them, if they're all a kat, they're all a group, and one of them, they all swear about it, they all would have been thrown out of court because of nimsa echad. So that's the chiddush. Mi tosos, Rabbeinu Moshe. Right? Rabbeinu Moshe. Moshe, one of the Balei Tosos. As we have mentioned often, the Rishonim are all called Moshe, even though there's no Moshe in Shas. Good. Asks the Teferis Yisrael. Sorry. Tosfos Yontif. Second Tosfos Yontif. Very fascinating Tosfos Yontif. A Shas Tosfos Yontif. What did Tosfos say? We knew this already from five lot ago. So what's the Chiddush? Oh, the Chiddush is Eidish Shabbalam Sazza Balakula. We also know that one. We also know that Halacha from Maseches Makos. So how did Tosfos do anything better? We already know. And what about Eid Mipi Eid? The fact that Eid Mipi Eid is not acceptable? We know that from Maseches Yevamos. It's only accepted by Eidos Isha. So we know everything. We know a lot of things. Why Tosfos was only bothered by one halacha in the Mishnah? We know the other halachas, and even Tosfos' answer we already know. So says the Tosfos Yatif, it's the Yesod Gadol. Many times when Rishonim ask, don't we know this already? Sometimes they'll only be bothered by what's in that Masechta. Why do I have to know this? This Masechta already told it to us. But if I know this from a different Masechta, the Rishonim aren't always bothered by that. Sometimes the Gemara is bothered by that. We already know this already. So you can't say it's across the board, but at least that's what the Tosfos Yadav must mean, that he says, Umishum hachi, afagav, v'tzorach lomar, shesvarasam demasha shemanu mimesechta achriti lokasha. Umishum hachi, afagav, toha yidish vela masada balakula kfar shamunu abim mishnah, ches parakama demakos, afilu hachi ashmin and hacha de'ein shvua chala alayim. V'teida shkeni svarasam. I'll prove to you this is what these Balei Tosfos are holding. Toha ein mipi'ein lokasha lahem v'lomidi, afagav, that we learned that in Maseches Sanhedrin, and also came up in Yevamos. Ella desir luhu, timi mesechta mi mesechta, achrina lokasha. Ukamosha kasafti kfar bishman, bereish brachas, ubimakomos achirim. So that's what he said is Balei, Shitas Balei Tosfos, that they're more bothered by what's in that Masechta than in a different Masechta in terms of what we already know. Good, that is Tosfos. The Rashba, by the way, answers Tosfos' question in a different way. He says, the Chiddush is, even if they were Makabel upon themselves, Kiblu Alayu, Krovim Rupsolim, Kiblu Alayu, Eid Mipi Eid, right, which they could accept whatever rules they want, still, that's not Shvuas Eidos, because that is an acceptance, it doesn't give you a shame aid. Right, if two relatives are coming and we accept it to accept them in court, that doesn't give them the status of an aid. That just means halakhically, okay, fine. Right, so that's also ADPA. Even in the case where ADPA would be accepted by Eidos Isha, it's not that would give it the status of an aid. And by Shavuos Eidos, you need the status of an aid, not just that the Eidos would be accepted in court. Good. Part five of the Mishnah. Last section, Shilach or Shalach Biad Avdo, if the Toveya sends Biad his Eved, go be Toveya so-and-so and be Mashbiah him. O Shalach Amel Hema Nitva, or the Nitva, the one who owes the money, says to the Edim, Mashbiah Ani Aleichem, Shematem Yodim Lo Edus, if you know Edus for him, Yodin Lo Edus, Shetavo V'tidu Harei Lubuturin, Achi Yishmu B'Biyah Toveya. You have to hear it from the Toveya, right? As we said earlier, you have to hear it directly from the Toveya, even if the Nitva, who's also involved, and even from a Eved. So why Dafka Eved? Why is Eved mentioned here? So that is a discussion also in the Mefarshim on Mishnah. A lot of discussions on Mishnah. Says the Tosfos Yontif, third of the day. The Ode Karo Veilaila Daktik. Why Dafka Eved? Why doesn't it say if you send anybody? The Shliach's not going to work. Says the Tosfos Yontif, the Hainu Taima, the Avdo Hainu, Eved Kenani, Vein Kinyan La Eved Below Rabo, Venimsa Shalo Yuchal La Harsheyu. Eved is mentioned because it's somebody who can't be a Mursha. We mentioned 3 days ago, 2 days ago, on Daf Lama Gimel, right, the Sugya of Harsha'a, of Mursha. So the Mishnah gives an example specifically of someone who can't be a Mursha. That's why that's the Chiddush of Eved. Mashma from the Tosfos Yontif, but if it was somebody who could be a Mursha, maybe Mursha would work. And that's what we mentioned a couple of days ago, how a Mursha is stronger than a regular Shliach. The Rishonim are bothered. Shlucha Shalom Nekamoso. How is Mursha even stronger? But here, the Mishnah says Shlichus is not good enough. You have a few halachas in, in Torah, not too many. Most of the time, shlichus works, as long as it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. But if it's something that I don't have to do myself, shlichus works. Once in a while, the Gemara has questions whether shlichus would work. The question is this something that is personal goof related? We had this by Baal of Imo, by a Shoel. It's only if the Baalim are there, that's a Ptur by Baal of Red, the Shoel is Chayiv and everything, except for Mesa Machmas Malacha and Baal of Imo. So by Baal of Imo, is it okay if the Baalim are there, or even if the Shliach of the Baalim are there? That's one case where we discuss this. What about Hafar Sadarim? Right, what about Hafar Sadarim? Does it have to be the Baal, or the husband, or even the Shliach could do it? Another case where it might be something personal. So here too, the Mishnah says Beferish. Right, this is something personal. The tvia that's required for Shuas Eidus cannot be a shlich. Netosos Rebbe Kiva Eger has a different shot. He quotes this, even though you might say no, maybe your Evet is just an extension. Easier for this Evet to work. But, Kamash Blon, that's the Chiddush. It does not work. Said, that's what you see. Uma ma'od temuim lashon divrei Rambam. And that's why I'm bothered by the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Who says, V'yishbu achar lucho enam chayavin. V'avil lefarish im haya al yidei harsha'a. Why the Rambam didn't specify that the shliach that works is only with a harsha. So he's bothered by the Rambam doesn't specify. He can't be that the Rambam argues on the Mishnah and on the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Mashbiyani aleichem im lo tov ovati yiduni. Sha'amar ish ploni litain li. Matayim zuz v'lo nasan. Now we have all the cases of the Mishnah and the sources. The case where be made for me that so-and-so said he will give me. Yachol yu chayav. And you might think, chayiv tamalo mar techta techta l'gzereshava. No, gzereshava with techta techta. Ne'mar kan techta v'ne'mar l'hala techta. It says that thereby, pikadon malhalam p'tfias mamon v'yeshlo. Avkan p'tfias mamon v'yeshlo. Only if he already has it. If it's just a promise to give in the future, that's not called a t'fias mamon. And therefore, there's not going to be a shvuas ha'edus. Again, that hoda'ah is not machayev him b'toras mamon. Bezin will not be yorid l'nechasav. Mashbiyani aleichem kishetedu li'edus chulu. Right, be mashbiya that when you know testimony for me in the future. Tana Rabbanon, mashbiyani aleichem kishetedu li'edus shetavo b'tiduni yachol yu chayavin tamalomar v'shama kol ala v'hu aid o ra'a o yada mishakadma edus l'shvua. You see, in the words, it's aid and ra'a. Right, so you have that first. So you have to have the edus before the shvua. You have to know the edus. V'lo shakadma shvua la'edus. That's the drasha that we have. That the Mishnah mentioned as well. Next, Amar Beis Haknesses V'Amar Mashbiani Aleichem Amar Shmuel Afilu Eda Beinayim. If you got up in shul and made that announcement, even if mamish there were Edom there, if the 50 people in shul, two of them really knew testimony for you, that's still not good enough because you need a specific tvia related to the Shuas Edus. Says the Gemara Pshita. That's what it says in the shul. If you make a general tefillah, it doesn't work. What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Lo tzricha tekoy elavayu. What if they're right next to him? They're standing right next to him. So you might think he at least is connecting to them. Ma'o detema kamanda amr lehudami. You might think that's good enough to be called a personal tefillah. Kamashmalan. You didn't say their names. You didn't single them out. Doesn't work. Tani nami hachi. Also similar. In another brisa, ra'a siya shal b'nei adam omdin ve'eda b'neihem. Again, you see a whole group of people, and the edim are amongst them. Va'amar lahen, mashbiani aleichem imatem yodim li eda shetavav eti yiduni, yachol yu chayav. And you might think it's good enough to have a general tfiyah, tamalomar v'hu eid, pare lo yichid edav. You are miyachid the edim, and therefore that's not good enough for shvuas ha'edus. Yachol afilu amar, kol ha'omdin kan. What if he says, not just general, he doesn't say you, but he says, all of you who are standing in front of me, you might think that that is also not good enough. Tamalomar v'hu eid v'hare yichad eidav. That's good enough. He said, he doesn't have to say their name. He doesn't have to say, he said you. He said, all of you right here who are standing in front of me. That's good enough. V'hare yichad eidav. Rashi says, v'hare in yichad eidav, Kivan de Omar Omdin Kan Osan Ha Omdim Etzlo Yiched. So Rashi at least says this is going on the ones next to him, not all of you standing here. When he says Omdin Kan, the ones that are next to me, Vechayav. It doesn't say the Beferish in the Gemara, but that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. It's going by the ones Omdim, meaning going against who, what the Chiddush that we just said. In the other case, even those who are omden and slow are not included. So here they are. Vilo parish achi behedya. And if you didn't say this, Rashi continues, then that they would all be pater. Good. Next case of the Gemara, of the Mishnah that the Gemara is explaining. Amar l'shnayim, mashbia ani aleichem. They know Edus, but not Edus beferish. Tanur Rabbanan. Amar l'shnayim, mashbia ani aleichem. Ploni uploni, imatem yodim li Edus. Shetavo v'ti iduni, you're going to come and testify for me. V'hein yodim lo Edus, aid me pi aid. O shay echan in karav apostle. They know testimony which wouldn't have been accepted anyway. Yachu yuchayavin. And even if it would have been accepted, the Rashba said, it wouldn't be accepted as Edus, Petaras Edus. Yachu yuchayavin tamalomar v'him lo yagid v'nasav ono b'ru'uyin lahagad akasim adaber. Right, and that was Tosfos' kasha. We know that already from the Daf Lamed. So that's why Tosfos answered, oh, the Chiddush is even by Nimsa Echad. Shalach b'yad avdo v'chulu, Tana Rabbanan, Shalach b'yad avdo, o sha'amer lehen ha-nitva, or the nitva says, Mashbi'ini aleichem, shematem yodim lo edus, shetavo v'tidu, yachu yuchayavim, you might think that's good enough if the nitva says it, or if the shliach says it, tamalomar, im lo yagid, v'nasa avono. If he doesn't say the edus, he has to bear his sin. My Tamuda, how does that teach me anything? Amar Abelazar, im lo yagid ksiv. It's written lo lamed vav aleph. So it's as if it says lo lamed vav and lo lamed aleph. You could darshan lo lo, right? Not to him. Lamed aleph, lamed vav. Im lo lo yagid. If to him the toveya he is not magid, v'nasa avono. Right? If to him, to the toveya, he denies it, so then nasa avono. V'im la'acher lo yagid, to someone else lo yagid pater, then he will be pater. Again, one has to think about in each of the contexts where shlichus does not work, why? What is it? What is it about shuas ha'edus that you need the personal connection, the personal tfiya? Right? The chiyuv is only when there's a denial of, to the person's face. Right, I have to swear in your face, I don't know edus for you, and that's causing you a loss of money. Even if it's in front of your shliach, that's not good enough. Right, the Torah demands that. Right? So that has to be analyzed. Why dafka? Right, here, it's based on the pasuk. Im lo yagid. But, the svar for that pasuk has to be analyzed. Rebbe, obviously, as you would have thought, Rebbe Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, quotes this as one of the 55 makaras that he quotes, in terms of figuring out, how do we look at the shliach? How tight is the identity of a shliach to a mishaleach. So all the exceptions to the rule are going to show that there is some difference between the two. No matter how strongly we view the connection between a shliach and a mishaleach, that's how he starts off. The first piece in the Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov Dasan Darai. So the first piece in Lekach Tov goes to 20 pages. Klal, not 20, I should say that. Right, not 10 pages. Right, Nistapakti, right, in the first paragraph he lays out all of the approaches that one could have for shlichus. Ima kavana, when we say shluch shalom kamoso, which works in almost all cases. Works by Karban Pesach, and it works by Gittin, and it works by Kiddushin, it works by Mekachu Memkar. So how do we view that? Ima kavana she gufo shal shliach nechshav ke guf ha-mishaleach? Do we say that the guf of the shliach is as if it is the guf of the mishaleach? The shliach is me. Do we take that very strong view? Right, and that would be undermined by any exception to the rule of shlichus. That's what he quotes. Oh, ha-shliach lo adam acher nechshav. Oh, the shliach is like a different person. Rak shahamaisa shehu osa b'shlichuso misyacheses l'mishaleach v'nechshav shahamishaleach osa maisa hu. I'm not him, but my action is as if he did the action. That's a little less of an extreme view. I am him. Right? Or, I am doing what he is doing. Or even number three, less than that. He didn't do it. He just gets the credit. He just gets the credit for it's having been done. Right? It's not that he did it even. Odilma gama maisa in the Messiah Chesed l'mishaleach. Rak l'shliach. V'nech shav shav shliach asa maisa lo mishaleach. Rak shah Torah gazra sha'af sha'adam acher asa maisa lo hu. Al kozek, even sheshalchu l'kach mo elas ha-maisa shalacher avuro ki'ilu asahu. You get the chalos, you don't get the maisa. And you could ask this question by, it could be that shlichus operates in different ways, in different contexts, right? A shliach, I made a shliach a number of times, Baruch Hashem, to do brismila, right? I didn't do it. Assuming you need shlichus by brismila, big discussion, maybe it's just about the result, there's a Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, right? The mitzvah of the chiv on the father is just to make sure it happens. So then I didn't even make a shliach. I made sure it happened. So I did that directly. Right? But assuming that you need a shliach, so when the mole did the mila, so is it as if I did the mila? He's me? Or I did it? Or I just get the credit? Or even less. I just have to take care of it. And it's not that I even get the credit for the mice. I get credit for everything. The his askus. Right? That's his answer to why it's not his man grama. In that, sugya in Meseches Kiddushim. But anyways, it says the Lekatov, these are the different approaches. And he goes through every one of the sugis and shas to talk about shlichus. Kiddushin, gittin, sota, gittin, tmura, v'chulu. So if you look in Os yud there, ayin shvuas taflamet hey. Right, he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Muchach, from our limud, im lo yagid, v'nasav anov, im lach lo yagid pater, Muchach, de ein hashliach kegufa bailim, de im lo kein, shaper karina bishliach, im lo yagid. Right, if the shliach was directly identified with the mishaleach, that would be a kiyum. Ukeshe nishboin l'shliach, hashivich, shaper nishboin lo, kivan shashliach kegufa bailim, vidok. So he says, you see from there. And then he says, in the same piece, ulam, what about Pamatsiyat Sadivav? That's the other one I mentioned. Ayide Avdo Lakule Alma Khoshiv Shayla Babailim. Mishub Diyad Ivid Kiyad Rabo. Umavur the Ishlichus the Evid Lakuli Alma Habikugufa Bailim. So what do you do? Shayla Babailim versus Mesakh Shvuis. Fitzarach Yinksas. Vinira the Sham Bishvuis Balavachilo Shaya Klaus Shlichus. The Hamili Ninu gets into Mili Mimsur and Lashliach. Gets into the Maharit, Ukenoda, as we've discussed. Either way, but that's not, we're not going to get into more of that now, but that is a classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, Shlichus context. Good, next Mishnah. Mashbia ani aleichem, mitzave ani aleichem. I make you swear, or I don't use the Lashon of Shua. I'm mitzave you. Oserchem ani. Or the Lashon of Oserchem from the word of binding, like Isru Chag Ba'avosim. I bind this obligation upon you. Hare'ilu Chayavin. All of those are good enough to use, as we'll see in the Gemara, because all of those are connected to Shavuos in the Torah. Bashamayim uva'aretz. Right, by heaven and earth, you know testimony for me. Hare'ilu Baturin. That doesn't work. What does heaven and earth mean? Right, that's not connecting to Shavua. Ba'alef, and now we're getting into another Yisod. You have to use Shem Hashem by a Hashba'a. You have to use Shem Hashem, the Gemara seems to say. So which Shem Hashem? Ba'alef dalis, if I use what we call alef dalis nun yud. Biyud hey, if I use yud kei vav kei. Bishakai, bitzvakos, bichanun, virachum, be'erech, apayim, v'rav chesed, v'chol hakinuyin, har elu chayavin. By Shvua, you could use not only the Shem Havaya, the Shem Hamaforash, yud kei vav kei, and maybe alef dalis nun yud. We discussed this back in Sanhedrin. When we discuss the, and, Mekalel. And also we discuss what somebody who loses their Olam Haba. We discuss it in different contexts. But there are different levels of Shemos of Hashem. This is a huge topic. Different levels. There's the Shema Meforash, which is at least Yud Kei Vav Kei. Maybe it's also Alav Dala Nun Yud. But then you have the Kinuyim. And different levels of Kinuyim. Right? We have Tzvakos, Elokim, Bechulu. And then we have the Rachum Chanun Erech Apayim. So all of those are good enough for the Shvuas Ha'edis for the Hashba'a. Right, the Rashi here says, Aleph Dalet and Yud and Hey are really short ways for saying the name of Dalet Osios. Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet and Yud. Right, the Tozer Rashi says maybe it could even be the two, right? Yud and Hey could even be a name by itself. You don't, might not mean Dafka, the, four letters. Tosfos discusses here, he's being mashbia with these names. Isn't that an issur daraisa? Don't you lose your olam haba if you pronounce? Says Tosfos. Afagavta ahogat Hashem b'osiyosav ein lo chelak olam haba. Shema kiva shein miskavin l'shem puter. Right? You don't have kavana to be mash to say the Shem Hashem. You're being mashbia him. Gam zemi Tosfos Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe is having a busy day here on today's daf. Right? But that's the any of them would be able to be used. Good. Again, a lot more, but let's wait till the Gemara. Hamakala Bakulan, you're a day of Kufayin test, please. Thanks. Hamakala Bakulan Chayev. And also, once we're mentioning Hashba, Makalel. Makalel Bakulan Chayev, Divrei Rabbi Meir. By Chaman Potri and Chamzei, no. By Makalel, by Magadev, the Isra of cursing God, then there are different, standards, right? You have to have a higher standard. Hamakala Avivi Imo. Right, quoting other halachas that have to do with Shem Hashem. If somebody curses their parents, Bekulon, Chayev, Divrei Rabbi Meir, again, Vechacham and Poch, and the Chacham say no, higher standard. Hamakalel Atzmo, Vechavero, if somebody is Makalel, themselves, the Gemara will talk about what that is, Vechavero, Bekulon, Over, Be, Losase. With any of them, one at least violates a Losase. Good. What happens if somebody uses this Lashon? instead of shvua. Yach Hashem Elokim, Hashem should smite you. V'chein yach Elokim, zui alak suva b'Torah, that's a curse that's mentioned in the Torah, and that is good enough of a lashon. If he says to one of the Edim, these psukim, Rashi quotes the psukim from the Tochacha. Al yachcha, he shouldn't hate you if you give testimony for me. V'varechacha v'yetev lecha, he should give you a bracha. Right, if you give testimony, so Rabbi Michalava Tashmeh Hein, the opposites, Rameir Mechayev, Vachachamim Potrin. Okay, the Gemara will talk about all of these as we will get to. Says the Gemara, Mashbiani Aleichem, my Ka'amar. What exactly is the message that the Mishnah is telling me in terms of the Shemos of Hashem? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Mashbiani Aleichem, Bishvua Hamur Batorah. By saying mashbia, I'm saying I mashbia you with the shvua that it says in the Torah. Mitzava ani aleichem bitzava hamur batorah. Oser chamani beisr hamur batorah. Right, that's the lashon that I mean by all of those. And right, Rashi quotes the psukim where these words appear in a Tanakh, and that is look at the bottom Rashi. Maskira tashem beechad mikol lashonos halalu. Rashi's shita is shem Hashem is always required. With all the Lashonos of Shvua, Rashi says, Beferish Mazkiras Hashem, with any of these Lashonos. Omale Abaya, let's continue and then we'll quote who argues, Elohad Tani Rabbi Chiya, Kovalchem Ani Harelu Chayavim, Kovel Baraisa Miksiv. What about Kovalchem, also like a chain? Right, why would that work? Does it say that in the Oraisa, in the Torah, or at least sometimes that means in the Navi? Rashi here quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. So Elam Rabbi Hachi Kamar, Mashbi ani aleichem b'shvua, Mitzav ani aleichem b'shvua, Osachem ani b'shvua, Kovachem ani b'shvua. It means, it's not talking about a phrase in the Torah dafka, but it means a lashon of shvua, and you add on the word b'shvua, right? And that is the language that is used. As we said, Rashi says here that you have to use Shem Hashem each time. This is a huge discussion also in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim argue with Rashi. Many argue and say, the Gemara doesn't say that. If you don't use the Lashon of Shvuah, then you have to use the Lashon of Shem Hashem. Who says that if you use the Lashon of Shvuah, you have to use the Lashon of Shem Hashem? Right? You don't need that. The Rashi here discusses this. Ela afilu below Shem. Kol sha'amar mashbia ani aleichem b'shvua, o mitzav ani aleichem b'shvua, chayev. V'lo boy, lo shame, v'lo kinui. Kol shehizkir b'shvua. Right, that is the Rashba, Beferish, but all the Chachmei Sfarad talk about this and argue with Rashi. Again, a big discussion. The first daf, the first page of the Ran and Adarim talks about this also. Do you need shame b'shvua? He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Pekado sheikh yomar dover zeh. They get very emotional about this halacha, but again, it's a big topic in the Rishonim, whether you need to mention Beferish Shem Hashem if you say the Lashem Shvua, or all the Lashonos in the Mishnah are about if you didn't say Shvua, you didn't say Mashbia, you just said, by God, tell me the testimony, and you mentioned one of the words. The Rambam also in the Yisodia Torah and in Shvuas. That's where he discusses all the different levels of Shem Hashem. The Rambam there is in the context of Ibud Shem Hashem, destroying Shem Hashem. Right, the Rambam talks about different levels. Kol ma'abi Shem and Hashemos Hakadoshim Atahorim Shenikra Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lokim and Atorah. Right, if you destroy one of the Shemos Hashem, Shemos of Hashem, Yivadim Hashem Amunakomahu Losasim Kein Hashem Lokecha V'Shiva Shemos Aim. Hashem has seven names. What are the seven names? Hashem Shenichtav Yud Kei Vav Kei, V'Hu Hashem HaMeforash. O HaNechtav, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, V'Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Eke, Shakai, Tzvakos, Kol HaMochi Gafilu Osachas Mishiv Hashemos Elu Loke. Those are the seven names that the Rambam calls the seven Shemos. The Rambam, though, calls Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem HaMeforash. And then he quotes the other ones. So maybe he doesn't have Aleph Dal Nun Yud on the same level as Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then, let's continue, because we're going to have other discussions. Let's keep the continuation of the Rambam, hold that off. Next, Ba'alat Dalas, Biyut He, B'Shakai, B'Tzakos, B'Chan, B'Racham, 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 B'Chesed. So the Rambam didn't quote those last ones, right? We'll have to get to those. L'Meimer, D'Chan, V'Racham, Shemos Inu, are those the compassionate one? That's the shame of Hashem? V'Ramini, Yeshemosh Inim Chakim, Yeshemosh Inim Chakim. Oh, this was the Rambam that we just read. Right? Different contexts might have different standards. There are some names that could be erased, some that can't be. Eloin Shemosh Inim Chakim, Kigon, Kael, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem, Ekasher Eke, Alav Dalet, Vyudke, Shakai, Tzvakos, Hare Elunim Chakim, Aval, Hagodel, Agibra, Vanora, Haadir, Hachazak, Amitz, Ha'azuz. Right? Those are the adjectives that were added on by that Chazan and Mesechus Brachas, if you remember. Chanan, Racha, Erech, Abayim, Rav Chesed, Hare Elunim Chakim. all of those chan and brachim can be erased. So what does our Mishnah mean that you could use that as a lashon of shvua? Amar Abaya, masnisan b'mishahu chanun, b'mishahu rachum ka'amar. Right? We're not using that name, but we mean to say is I'm being mashvia you by the one who is rachum and chanun. Rashi on top, alav the chanun shame who. El b'shem mishu chanun, meaning by a, you don't need to explicitly reference a shem Hashem, but say something that means God. And that's good enough for here, even though you're right. For the Isra, Mechikas Hashem, it wouldn't be. Again, a big topic, which we don't have time to go into now. What about Shemos of Hashem in other languages? Big discussion. The Shachin Yoredeya, Kufayin Test, discusses, are you allowed to be Mochek? G-O-D, God. Am I allowed to erase that? Big discussion in the postgame. What about in Yiddish? Gott. Right? What any other language, right, that you have other names. What if I write out, you know, Ado in English, A-D-O-N-A-I, you know, and I mean Shem Hashem. Is there any kedusha with that? That's a big discussion. The Sharam Sian of Halacha here has columns and columns of all the different sugyas that all the sugyas that come up. The Pnei Yeshua has a fascinating suggestion in bracha. He says if you ever have a suffix about a bracha, sorry, brachas lahakel, say the bracha and instead of saying Judke Vavke and the Shem Hashem, say a Shem Hashem Balaz. That's good enough to be counted as a bracha, but not good enough to be a problem of Savi Brachas Lahakel, of being a machmir in Shem Hashem. Has that suggestion. So again, is that not something that we usually have heard of? But again, that's, he has that suggestion, not the Minhaga Olam, but that is interesting. But again, that's a big topic. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rava, Ihachi. One second, you're telling me Racham V'Chanan works because it's a reference to Hashem? B'Shamayim V'Aretz Nami. B'Misha Shamayim V'Aretz Shaloka Amar. So maybe heaven and earth should also work. Because it means to the one who owns heaven and earth. The Gemara says, Hachi Asha, wait a minute. Hasam, kiven deleka midi achrina dikri racham achanun. No other being is called racham achanun. So vada b'mishu chanun, but vada b'mishu racham ka'amar. You obviously mean Hashem. Hacha, kiven deika shamayim va'aretz, bashayim va'aretz ka'amar. Racham achanun obviously means Hashem. What else does it mean? But heaven and earth? Who says that means Hashem? There's something called heaven and earth. And therefore there is no direct connection to that and Shua Sa'edis. Ask the Ritva, what do you mean? Maybe there's a person who's Racham Achanun. Why is Racham Achanun automatically Hashem? Maybe there's a person. I know a guy, he's really Racham. Right? So says the Ritva, no. You wouldn't call somebody a Racham. You would only call him that because he is V'halachta B'drachav. Because he's copying Hashem. That's why you would ever call somebody a Racham Achanun. So my Mela goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really the person being called Racham Achanun. Afilu achi lo mikri in is Racham Achanun stam, ela mishumi yalachta v'drachav, shechayav lios Racham Achanun, klomar noheik im abrios bechem lo v'chanina. Right, and therefore, that's not a problem. Right, we imagine v'alachta v'drachav is it's a mitzvah that say daraisa, right, one of the last mitzvahs in the Torah, that the chinuch counts, one of the last mitzvahs in the Torah, right, the last few, writing a sefer Torah, hakel v'alachta v'drachav, but it says eight times, right, the Chafetz Chaim says eight times in the Torah in different ways, it says the mitzvah of being like God, v'alachta v'drachav, and the two Gemaras that talk about this, Shabbos and Sota, Shabbos is about Midos, Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel, Mahu Rachu, Mafatah Rachu, Mahu Chan, Mafatah Chanan, and the Gemara in Sota, at the end of the first parak, right, Mahu actions, Mahu Kover Mesim, Malbish Arumim, Bikir Cholim, Nicham Avelim, the four actions that Hashem did, so too we have to be. So it's in actions and in Midos, we have to be like Hashem, but that's why, says the Ritva, that's not really us. Tanur Rabban and Vayter, Kasav Aleph Lam and Me'elokim, Yud and Hey Me Hashem. Even if you only wrote half of what you wanted to write, if it was already Hashem Hashem, you can't be mochik it. So again, now we're moving from Shavuos Ha'edus to the Isser Mechika, right? Different context, right? In terms of erasing God's name. Shin Dalis Mishakai, Aleph Dalis Me, Hashem, Tzadi, the letter is Tzadi, as we've mentioned, Beis Mitzvakos, Harezi Nimchak, those are not names of Hashem. Right, Shin and Dalet doesn't mean, even though you had Kavana, that this is going to be half of the Shem Hashem, if you didn't write the whole thing, it doesn't have Kedusha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzvakos Kulo Nimchak. Tzvakos, you can erase the whole thing, Shlo Nikra Tzvakos Ela Al Shem Yisrael. Really, it's Tzvaos, right, because it's referring to hosts of Bnei Yisrael, Shin Amar Votzesi as Sivosai, as Ami Bnei Yisrael, Meir Mitzrayim. So you see, Sivosai refers to Bnei Yisrael. Omer, Shmuel, and Alachag Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Good. Tosas, by the way, Daf Lamed Hey, earlier said maybe Aleph and Dalet is a shame, but either not for now. Toner Rabbanan, fascinating line. I wish we had more time for this, but what about prefixes and suffixes? The Shemos of Hashem. Do they have Kedusha? Toner Rabbanan, call a Tafa L'shem. Bei Milafanam, Bei Milacharav, Harizah Nimchak. Tanakama says, prefixes and suffixes, no Kedusha. Lefanav, Ketzad, Lashem, Lamin Nimchak. Bashem, Beis Nimchak. Vashem, Vav Nimchak. Me'ashem, Mem Nimchak. She'ashem, Shin Nimchak. Ha'ashem, Hashem Nimchak. Ka'ashem, Kaf Nimchak. Just in case we didn't get, we list all of them. Right? All of the prefixes, no Kedusha. La'achar of Ketzad, what are examples of suffixes? Elokeinu, Nu Nimchak. Elokehem, Hem Nimchak. Elokechem, Chem Nimchak. That's the Tanakama. We don't pass like the Tanakama, we pass like Acherim. Acherim Omrim, La'achra Veno Nimchak. Prefixes, no Kedusha. Suffixes, Kedusha. A suffix has Kedusha, Shekfar Kidsho Hashem. Right? That's the Hashem was already sanctified. Then you have the name, and now you connected something to the name? That's Kadosh. Amazing. Very fascinating. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, unbelievable. Take this home. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk in Veschanan, Vatem Advekem Hashem Elokeichem, says the Aruch Chaim. So Bnei Yisrael, we're connected to God. Are we like a prefix or are we like a suffix? So in the Pasuk, Vatem Advekem, you're stuck to Hashem. Ba'Hashem? Prefix? No, no. Elokeichem. Suffix. You're like Hashem, like Elokeichem, and you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that Pasuk, you have the Ba'ashem, but then he says, you have the Elokeichem. Aruch Chaim, right there. Perek Dalad Dalad. 4-4. 4-4 in Dvarim. V'hu ma'ashe eskabin lomar b'mamar advekem Hashem lefi. Quotes our Gemara. You think our Gemara doesn't have anything to do with our lives. It has to do with every day of our life, how we're connected to Hashem. Ba'ashem Elokeichem. Ti advekos Yisrael ba'ashem b'derach zeh she'ein Hashem mekatsham. You might think that. No, Elokeichem. Dveikos zeh she'atem dveikem Hashem eino kidveikos ha'osiyas milafanav. Eloko osiyas milacharav. She'em chem, she'em Elokeichem, she'em kedoshim kishar osiyas shel Hashem. V'chulu, and he continues and says that amazing line. That is good. Amar avuna alachag acherim, and we paskin like acherim. And the Ritva notes here, and we don't say that lemafreya, the prefix, is going to have kedusha. It has to be kadosh b'shas ksiva, right? When it's written, it has to have kedusha. When the prefix was written, the Shem Hashem wasn't written yet. And even some, and the big discussion also in the poskim, does this prove that you have to write a kisidron? We know tefillin and mezuzah have to be written kisidron in order. Sefer Torah does not have to be kisei there. What about writing a Shem Hashem kisidron? Does every word have to be kisidron? Like if I write Yehuda, do I have to write it yud hey vav dalet hey? Could I write Yehuda in a different order? Does that make a difference? What happens if I write the name of Hashem and then write a prefix? Is now it's going to be Kaddish because the name's already there? So the post can discuss here. Maybe it has to be written Kiseder, right? Because that they have the difference between the prefix and the suffix. This Gemara plays a role. Good. Avram, Delathia, Lenovos, Begivat, Binyamin, Shlomo, Daniel, Simon. Okay? Now we have many stories in Tanakh. We have sometimes words that we're not sure if it's reference to God, or to Hashem, or a reference to someone, to people. So the Gemara is just going to mention, have a list of all six or seven stories, which yes, which no. Next, first, call Shemos Amorim Batara Ba'Avraham. The whole story with Avraham and the Malachim, he keeps saying, my master, or is he saying Hashem, Ado? What does he mean? So all the names that, in that story, Kodesh, refer to Hashem, Chutz Mizeshu Chol, except for the following one, Shenemar Vayomar, Vayomer, right, and the Bach changes this. The Bach changes this to, right, Adonai. That's the whole point, that it's my master. Imna Matazi Chain Beinecha. Chanide Ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Blazer Ben Azari, Mishir Rabbi Blazer, Amodoy Amru. No, Avze Kodesh. That's also Kodesh. Right, he's telling Hashem, wait a minute, while I go to the guests. Keman Azlan, that's exactly the famous Chazal, Hadam Rav Yudam Arav, Gedola Achlazaz Orchem Yosem Eklaz Ben Yashchina, Keman Kaoso Hazug. He's saying to Hashem, please wait a few minutes while I go and Machriz the Orchem. And we discussed in the past, you know, we know it from Avraham. How did Avraham know it? That he could leave talking to Hashem to be Machriz Orchem. Good. Kol Shemos Amurim Belot Chol. All the names of Hashem references by the story of Lot and the Malachim are Chol. Chutz Mizeshu Kodesh Shinemar, except for Vayomer Lot Alehem Al Na Hashem. Hine Na Matzazi Avdecha Chein Beinecha. And the pasuk continues Vatigdal Chastecha Asher Asisi Madi. Right. Lachias Nashi. He's talking to Hashem. So that one's a reference to Hashem. Kol Vuchula Mishiyish Biyado Lahamis Ulachios. Zekarish Baruch Hu. That's who he's referring to. Next, number three. Kol Shemos Amurim B'Navos, the tragic story of Navos and the Achav wanted to take his vineyard and he refused and his evil wife Yizebel convinced him to hire false witnesses and say that Navos cursed the king and cursed blank. And the cursed, so who's the king? Is that a reference to Achav? Is that a reference to Hashem? So, all the Shemot Amorim, but Navos Kodesh. B'micha, by Pesal Micha, by the Avodah Zarah, the end of Shoftim, Chol. Reb Elazar Omer, but Navos Kodesh, B'micha, Yesh B'hem Chol, Yesh B'hem Kodesh. Right, it depends. Aleph, Lamed, Chol, Yud, Hey, Kodesh. You have to just go through the Pesukim in Shoftim, to, and in Navos, in Shmuel, to, I'm sorry, in Malachim, to know which ones the Quran is talking about. Chutz v'zesh aleph lamed v'hu kodesh kol yimei hayos beis v'elokim v'shila. Kol she'emos emurim begivas binyamin. The whole story of Pilegesh Begiva. Right, these are all great stories in Tanakh that we have to review. Shoftim Perachav. All the names that are mentioned in the story of Pilegesh Begiva, where we had the civil war after the story with the concubine and the rest of Am Yisrael were fighting Binyamin. Rav Elazar Omer Chol, Rav Yishol Omer Kodesh, Amar Rav Elazar, V'chi Mavtiach V'eino Oseh. In that story, if you remember, all the Shvatim were going to fight Binyamin. They go and they ask the Urim V'Tumim, should we go fight? Yes. They went and fought and they lost. Should we go fight? Yes. They went and they lost. And the third time they say, should we go fight? Yes. So Rav Elazar says, how could the first two have been referring to Hashem? They lost. The first two times Hashem didn't tell them they were going to win. He just said, go. Only the third time. Right? They didn't ask. Only the third time. Just the third time he promised that they would win. Right, it's only the third time that he was asked if he was going to win. Next, Kol Shlomo Ha'amor B'Shir Hashirim Kodesh. Whenever it says Shlomo, it's referring to Hashem. Shir Lami Shalom Shalom. That's what Shlomo, the song to the one who is ultimately the one of peace, Misha Shalom Shalom. Chutz Mizeh, except for the following one in Paraches, Karmi Shali Lefnei Lefanai Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Right, which is the name of her Shlomo Kluger Sefer. Shlomo Ledidei, that's referring to Shlomo himself. Why? Because we continue. Umatayim lenotrim et karmo, 200 to guard his fruit. Rabbanan. Those are the reference to the Rabbanan. So that one is Chol, not Hashem. V'yeshomer avzechol. Some say also the following pasuk is Chol. Hinei mitasa shel Shlomo, shishim giborim. The surrounding Shlomo's bed are 60 soldiers. Right, that's also Chol, according to Yeshomer. Avzeh v'lomi boy heich. What, this one too, and not only, meaning this one holds that both this one and the previous one are Chol, Elohadam or Shmuel. But one second, Shmuel says, Malchusa de Katzla, Chad, Mishisa, Ba'al Malomi Ansha, a kingdom which has 1/6, Chad Mishisa, 1/6 of its men in the army, Lomi Ansha won't be punished. Meaning that's a good percentage. Shenemar Karmi Shali Lefanai Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo LeMalchusa DeRakia. 1,000 for Malchusa DeRakia, meaning 1,000 learning Torah. Umasayim LeRajim Perio LeMalchusa De'ara. Right, that's being in the army. Right, so right, 200 out of 1,200 is 1/6. So you see, it's referring to Chol. So who does Shmuel like? Shmuel Lokatanakam Loka Yeshomrim, because both of them would say that that pasuk is referring to Kodesh. So you're right, okay, it doesn't mean afzeh, it means the previous one is chol, and Shmuel would agree with that Tana. Ushmuel t'amar kiyesh omrim. Period. Next, v'kol malchai amurim b'Daniel, in the story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, whenever it says melech there, it means chol. Chutz v'zeh shu kodesh, except for this one, which is reference to Hashem. Ant malcha melech malchaya di ela shmaya. Right, you are the king of kings in heaven. Malchusa chisna v'takva v'yakara yahavlach, and give Hashem favor and honor. V'yeshomer mavzeh kodesh, also this one is kodesh, sh'ne'emar, mari chelma l'sanach u'pishrei le'arach. Right, he says, Mari, my master, he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, right, your dream should go to your enemies. Right, it should go to your enemies and the ones who are against you. So, Laman Kamar, who is he, Daniel, talking to? If he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, that your dream should go to your enemies, who are his enemies? The Jews? Sanuse Maininu, Yisrael, Melech Halayilu Yisrael. He's saying that the bad things in his dream should go before Bnei Yisrael, that can't be. So it must be that he's talking to Hashem, and he's saying to Hashem that all the bad things from Nebuchadnezzar's dream should go on Hashem's enemies. V'tanakama, what about the Tanakama who says this is Chol? Savar, he holds, no, Soni Yisrael Ika, Soni of the Chavim Lekha. What, Nebuchadnezzar didn't have any non-Jewish enemies? He's referring to his non-Jewish enemies, not to his Jewish enemies, and therefore It is, that's how you, would explain the pasuk. Again, there's a lot here. The Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah in Vav Tes talks also about Shlomo and other names. Just to end maybe with the Chashuk Echemed, he has a piece related to this Gemara, semi-related to the Gemara. Chutz Mizeshuhu Kodesh. Right? Some are Kodesh, some are Chol, depending and not sure when the person is talking. Shela, I meet my friend, and I'm really not so happy to see him, but I fake it. Right? I smile, I put on a chiyuch, I give him a shalom, I wish him well, like Avraham wished the malachim well. That's the connection. Chutz Mizeshuhu Kodesh. So he says, is that Kenevas Das? If I smile and I'm not really interested, so happy that I met him. So he goes through all the sources about Kenevas Das. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Asur lahanig adam atzmo b'divrei chalakos u'pitui, v'lo yeh echad b'peh v'echad b'lev, tocho gebaro, and Rashi and Vayeshev, lo yachlu dabro l'shalom, goes all the sources, the Sefer Chasidim, Asur lignov das abrios, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But as you would have guessed, in the last paragraph he says, come on. This is not Kenevas Das. Right, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? V'ayim mekabel is kol adam b'sever panim yafas. What's kol adam? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, even an adam she'eno ahuvalav. Right, b'sever panim yafas. She'yirol and panim shal simcha k'dei she'tehi ruach abrios noche imenu. Mashma, afilu she'be'emes eno sameach imo. Yikalo b'sever panim yafas. De'inkan Kenevas Das, elakim ratzon abore. U'mitzvah ka'avid. Umitokach be'emes yaskel la'avo ki alev nimshach achra ma'isim prat la'rusha shasal kalab of simcha except for a Russia. Fine, but other way, as we mentioned from some of the achronim, right? Your face is a rishas arabim. You can't be mazik in rishas arabim, right? That's why there's no kenevas das. The opposite, you should smile. You should be makabalim, and in that way, hopefully, it'll turn around your feelings. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But again, keep in mind the Shem Hashem Gemara is a huge topic. In terms of the different levels of Shem Hashem, in the terms of the different sugyas that it comes up, Shem Hashem, we will have a time to talk about it again at some point. Okay, again, today's shiur was L'Refuah Shleimah, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina.